You're listening to On the Gonian, a news podcast from the Oswegonian. I'm your host, William Rogers. This week in SA. The Student Association is in the process of developing a new general education course on diversity. The new course is planned to be introduced sometime in the next academic year. Oswego State is currently hosting the 34th annual Alana Student Leadership Conference. The conference will take place from September 23rd to September 30th and will host a number of events in order to promote a multicultural environment at the college. Oswego State and the Student Association are working together with TurboVote to help promote voter turnout for the upcoming November election. For more essay announcements, please visit our website at oswegonian.com. Last Thursday afternoon, Oswego Sub Shop announced in a Facebook post that one of its part-time employees had tested positive for COVID-19. The employee's last shift was Sunday, September 20th, from 3:45 p.m. to 10:35 p.m. The Oswego County Health Department has echoed the possibility of exposure at the restaurant, and any customer who visited the restaurant at those times should monitor themselves for symptoms. As of Sunday, September 27th, Oswego State has 61 students in on-campus quarantine and 31 students in on-campus isolation, a significant decrease since the over 150 reported last week. The college has been attending to its students, offering daily phone calls, 3 meals a day, and single rooms in Fennell, Moreland, and Loinus halls. Some students, however, have not had the smoothest transition into quarantine and isolation. Freshman Zach Malamud.
So I, staying here, the first night I had a really bad chicken patty that I really could not even talk about. So basically I called my parents. I was like, I'm not eating the food here. Like, it's not happening. So they were like, okay, we're going to do something Instacart. Is what I've been doing here. So I'm getting food off of campus and they're delivering it to the building here. So I haven't had any food since that one night.
Okay, so what was awful about it? Was it the taste? Was it just not the normal food they provide?
Well, the look of it looked really bad. It was just like wet and slimy and gross. And like you would have like a chicken patty like at the dining hall here, like, and it wouldn't be like melted and gross and soggy. So like that was the difference. And the lettuce was looking pretty bad. So
thanks for listening. And don't forget to check out these stories and more at our website at oswegonian.com. See you in 2 weeks.